We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to the Joe Rose Show here on WQAM Hollywood. Zach and Brian Monroe with you here today as we get set for Dolphins and Bengals on Thursday Night Football. Should be one heck of a game out there in Cincinnati, and we will head out to Cincinnati right now to talk to the man who will be on the call here along with Jimmy Cephalo. Joe Rose joins us here this morning. Joe, good morning. Did you have any chili out there in Cincinnati last night?
Chili? No.
We were wondering if you could survive a chili. No.
Joe, I said 24-ounce porterhouse. Was I close?
Zach's a lot closer. There's no question.
Cream spinach. I'm thinking of all the sides at the fancy steakhouse you might have been at right now.
It's incredible. You go to all these different NFL cities that are known for certain things, and the only thing I can get is when I go to Buffalo, I can get chicken wings. But outside of that, it's a feisty group, man. It always seems to go back to the steak restaurant. It's incredible. No matter what age you are, and I know it's not as healthy for you at this age, but we go back to that steak restaurant with, to be honest, a lot of alcohol. So
that's my kind of dinner right there. Right. That's what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what, and we had, I don't mind telling you, we had a little Matt Moore with us last night.
Wow. You know what he was drinking, baby? That's my guy.
Matt Moore, yeah, former Miami Dolphin QB, man. So we had a little of him last night, and it was good. It was nice. It was a good evening. Good evening. See all the guys and telling stories, and obviously when you're 3-0, the stories sound a little bit better than they do when you're struggling to get a first win or something like that. So, yeah, everybody, and you can imagine everybody in this city, they're jacked up. They're thinking about getting back to 500. And so here we go for Thursday Night Football tonight.
All right, Joe, let's jump right into it here. It's such an interesting matchup. There's so many different things to look at. You know, from a defensive standpoint for the Dolphins, it's kind of shocking when you look. They've given up a little over 413 yards a game, second most in the NFL. It doesn't feel that way, but those are the numbers here. They have certainly made plays when they've needed to. Joe, but this is a tough Bengals offense that they're going to go against tonight, looking to get their first rushing touchdown of the season. They're going to try to run the ball, and we know that they have some tough receivers out there as well.
Well, I think a lot of people thought before this started, not everybody, but Chase Higgins and Tyler Boyd were the best combination of receivers in the NFL, or right there at the top. And so far, they've, for whatever reason, they've gotten off to a slow start. There's a lot of blame game up here. They got three veteran linemen they've added, and it just hasn't worked yet. I mean, Joe Burrow's been sacked 15 times, and I mention that because it really ties in. So some of the guys have come out now, and a lot of the media, and said, well, a lot of this on Joe Burrow. He holds the ball because he wants to hit big plays. They were big play offense last year. That got him to the Super Bowl. Chase, it seemed like he had a 70-yard play, didn't it? Like every game. And then you look at T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd, and they just really complemented each other really well. And so this year they haven't been able to connect as much. And, I mean, You look at Ja'Marr Chase, he's averaging 10 yards a catch. That's not the guy we saw last year. And so they talked about that, and Joe Burrow's got to get rid of the ball earlier and let those guys do their business after they make the catch. And so we'll see tonight. But, yeah, Joe Burrow's been sacked 15 times.
Wow.
Nobody can get sacked five times a game because, you know, it's not just the sacks. With the sacks comes a lot of pressures and hits on the quarterback. And so we'll see. I'll give you another crazy stat. They don't have a rushing touchdown yet this year. That's weird. When you got Joe Mixon.
Right.
And Joe Mixon's averaging under 3 yards a carry. So their offensive line has struggled. And I just think it all ties in. And even though Joe Burrow probably did one of the greatest jobs without an offensive line we've ever seen last year, I just think it catches up to you, man. People adjust, get after you. And so here they are at 1-2 on the season.
You know, Joe, I thought that was an interesting stat you gave me yesterday about the no rushing touchdowns, and I hit Zach with that this morning, and he goes, "Yeah, I have Joe Mixon on my
fantasy team." Yeah, I kind of knew that.
I'm aware of that.
For you, right? I don't have Perrine on my team. If that was the case, right there, Joe, I want to flip it and go to the Finns' run game for a second. It's been ad nauseum that we've talked here on this show about. Oh well, you know, when is it gonna pop off? When are we gonna see one of those big games? Could it be possible tonight that we see maybe Edmonds or Mostert have one of those games where maybe they have 16, 17 carries, whatever the case may be? I know they like to mix it up, and Mike McDaniel likes to just kind of go with whoever's a little bit hot at the time. But Edmonds last week got in the end zone twice, but he got 25 yards, whatever the case may be.
Could this be it?
Could it be tonight, especially against that Bengals defensive line?
So, first of all, their defense pretty good. Their defense overall has been pretty good. It's just given up 18 points a game. They've been pretty darn good. I think 310 yards overall. So they've been solid at both ends. So I've just learned with Mike McDaniel, who's downplayed the offensive line, and we'll use it. It'll come around. But I'm going to go with what we do best. And obviously Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle's what you do best at this point. I feel like that game's coming. Right. I do, but it just hasn't happened. I mean, you turn around, you're sitting there at 64 yards, and it is important. You know, we bitched about 90 something yards last year and 3.5 average, and here we are with worse numbers through the first three games. It really is amazing. We haven't been able to do a good enough job against the pass. On defense and our running game. And they're two of the worst in football. And here you are 3-0 because you played well in the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter numbers have just been sick, and they're making plays when they have to. But I do agree they got to get a running game going at some point. You get into these games, you get in some cold weather, you're going to have to run the ball a little bit better than you're doing right now.
Well, hopefully they get a boost with D-tackle DJ Reader being out for the Bengals. That should help in the middle.
The big fella,
right,
man.
Right.
You don't think that's good news. I don't wish injury on anybody, but he's really good.
Yeah, he's really good. And then, you know, speaking of the Dolphins' defense, you know, obviously Christian Wilkins, Emmanuel Ogba, Melvin Ingram, they've all been playing well. You mentioned this offensive line giving up 15 sacks. You know, I know it took Jalen Phillips a little bit to get going last year. You know, could this be a game that he breaks out? You know, what have you seen the first couple games from him?
Well, Jalen Phillips he's had his moments where he's played well. He's had, you know, he's missed some tackles, but he's turned around. He's been better. I know talking to these guys, he's been better against the run, which used to be his weakness. But listen, man, he was drafted where he is to get sacks and pressures and hits on the quarterback. And so one thing I've noticed with Coach Boyer, and this ties into Jalen Phillips a little bit, so – they played two of the best quarterbacks as we look now through the first three games. Allen and Lamar Jackson have been MVP good.
Yep.
I think we all agree with that. And we've tried everything. We tried the all-out blitz. Okay, that hasn't worked as much. Let's cover guys and go with a three- or four-man rush. We've had more success. So Josh Boyer, man, he's watching the game and see how it goes. But you look at this thing tonight, and I know what they're saying. They're going, wow. They don't have enough cover corners to cover T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, right?
Right.
And Tyler Boyd. They don't have enough. We got them. We got them in one or two of those matchups, minus maybe Xavier Howard. We feel pretty good about our matchups if we've got time. So Dolphins tonight have to decide, do you go with that four-man rush? Do you go all-out blitz? Do we go back to what we are? Because everybody thinks when they see the Miami Dolphins, oh, here they come. Those the dancing seven are back for a party. They're just going to be blitzing. They're going to be going crazy. But Jalen Phillips looks the part, man. He can run. It's just going to be a matter of time before he pops you with two sacks and makes a huge play. He's a proud guy. He's really good. He's matured a lot. I think he's a really good football player. But they may go a lot of four-man rush tonight is what I'm telling you with Joe Burrow. Mix in the blitzes, especially the safety blitzes from the outside have been really the best thing we've done to create big, huge plays and fumbles has been those two guys who are playing as well as a combination as anybody. Brandon Jones is trying to catch up right now with Javon Holland on how well he's playing. It's been some of the best safety play I've seen for Dolphins.
Joe Rose here with us this morning as the Dolphins get set to take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football. You can catch the game right here on WQAM. On the flip side, Joe, I think the safeties for the Bengals, obviously they have a huge task tonight with those Dolphins receivers who have been breaking big plays all season here. Waddle leads the league with 340-plus yard plays. Tyreek Hill leads the NFL with 620-plus yard plays. So the Dolphins have been able to go deep here this season. Jesse Bates and Von Bell out there. We heard all the stuff with Eli Apple and Tyreek Hill, but I think those safeties are going to be crucial to this game tonight.
Well, Jesse Bates is a big-time player, man. Everybody knows that. And their safeties have kind of had – I've just enjoyed the Eli Apple stuff with Tyreek Hill. I love Tyreek. Just kind of – he puts everybody on notice on both teams. Like, look at, man, hey, Eli, I'm coming after you tonight, man. I can't wait. Like, you know what? And so then Cincinnati guys come back and – they're going, oh, you upset that we took your Super Bowl tickets. We forgot to send you a couple last year. And so it's been going back and forth up here. But Eli Apple has not said a word. And Tyreek Hill has just made it like the cheetah is coming, is all he said. Last thing he said is the cheetah is coming. So it just adds a little spice to the game. And that guy plays with so much confidence and is not afraid to say what he's thinking over something that happened last year or the year before, or somebody saying something after making a trip to a Super Bowl. So it's pretty funny. But, yeah, listen, they're real good, and I'm a big Lou Anarumo fan, their defensive coordinator who was with the Miami Dolphins. He kind of got left out of the party last year, and everybody talked about the Joe Burrow story. How good that damn defense was.
They were
Cincinnati.
Good.
Who were
yeah,
those guys?
Right.
Those guys, they got after it. And so – They're kind of hanging in there again, man, giving up just 86 yards on the rush, 220 on the pass, and running game 86. So this can end up being a really good game, man. Joe Burrow, he's really good, and he hadn't changed just because his numbers. He had that horrible first game where he turned the ball over five times, and they still almost won that game against the Steelers. But if you turn the ball over four or five times tonight, you lose. I mean, it's not, you might lose, you lose. It's tough in this league, man. Joe Burrow has played a lot better, got a little confidence against the Jets last week. So we'll see if that can carry over tonight. But I think it's a good game, man. You look at all these Dolphin games, they could have gone either way. Cincinnati's saying the same thing up here. They felt like, and for good reason, they lost by 3 points and 3 points to the Cowboys and then got a nice solid win against the Jets. So everybody's kind of saying the same things right now, and I think it's going to make for a really good Thursday night football. What do you guys think of those uniforms, man?
I was going to bring it up. They're going all aqua for the Dolphins, but how about the Bengals uniforms, the ice uniforms?
Sweet.
I'm not feeling –
What?
I'm not feeling those white uniforms, man, but maybe you guys are.
Oh, man, you too old school, bro. What you talking about? Those things are sweet. What is wrong with you?
We were talking about it yesterday, the ice uniforms for the Bengals. They looked pretty good. And Dolphins countering with all aqua tonight. That should be fun also, you know, for the people out there who love the uniform.
Why do we get
there
so far away from our colors, our traditional colors? Why can't we just kind of stay in it? I don't know.
Joe, ask Tom Garfinkel. Got to sell jerseys. You know that.
I was about to say, it's all about the money.
Right.
No. I understand that. Now, listen, I do understand money. Old people and young people both understand.
Right. We speak that same language.
You make more money. Yeah, right. But, all right.
Them things are sweet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Monroe already ordered one. Yeah, he already ordered one.
The all white? Them things are sweet.
That's the one. Remember Florio said that he had ordered the mini helmet for his office?
Right, the ice
one. Florio loved it. Yeah, you're the only person I think I've seen that doesn't like them, Joe.
He doesn't have really good taste in anything. So.
Joe, stay on that bridge, man.
Well, if you see the way I dress, you probably know that I don't do real well at color coordination and stuff. That's not my strength.
Joe, I got to ask you this, just from your eyeball test, because we were talking about it a little bit yesterday and today as well. If there's no jersey on Greg Little or Austin Jackson, would you say it's basically the same play you've gotten from both guys since Austin Jackson went down?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah,
it is pretty close. Greg Little has become quietly one of the most valuable people on this team because he's the first backup to really have to play. I mean, we knew Byron Jones was going to be out, so we've had a while, but just off the start of the season, and Greg Little's actually put you in a situation. He's not perfect, but he's put you in a situation where he can play. He can play, and I thought he's a little better at left tackle in the preseason. They said, hey, now you got to play right tackle. He's been pretty damn good. Not bad at all. More than I expected.
Right.
He's been a good solid backup. You know, you talk about going through the season, and we've already had a bunch of teams lose 4 and 5 players.
I mean,
it's already become a story. So now everybody goes, well, the next guy up, he's not going to be as good as a starter. But if he can be close, you can still do the things you want to do offensively and defensively. And with Greg Little, I feel like you can do everything that you could do with Austin Jackson. He's not as athletic, maybe. You know, about one guy who was a second-round pick, Greg Little, and Austin Jackson was a pretty high first-round pick.
Yep.
But Greg Little, if this happens as we start to lose more guys and we can get the same kind of play we're getting out of Greg Little, you're going to be in pretty good shape. You're not going to be, you know, it's just not a huge drop-off.
We talked about different matchups all over this field for tonight's game, and potentially the Dolphins could be flying home at 4-0. What is the one matchup or the matchup of units that the Dolphins need to come home 4-0? They have to win this.
All right, for me, we can't allow those three wide receivers to torch us. We just with our secondary, we've had problems at times. And that's why I think we're gonna be help the brother out a little bit program tonight and guys helping in the secondary. So I would just go back to Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd. We can't be talking tomorrow morning about those guys going for big games. All those guys as a group. And if you're talking specifically, I just feel like Jamar Chase got one of those games coming. I mean, that's what he did last year was, I mean, we could argue he was top two or three receiver in the league last year, man. He was that good for his first year. And so, X-Man, everything goes back to Xavien Howard in that matchup. But at the same time, you can't allow Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins to go 150, 160, 170 on you. That would be my biggest one. I just think it's going to come down to the passing games for both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and what can their group of guys do. By the way, congratulations to River Craycraft. He's officially on the 53,
right,
man. He doesn't
have
to mess with that practice squad money.
That check got a little bigger.
Many times.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations to that guy.
Joe, we wanted to see if you could stick around another segment with us here. We wanted to ask you about the quarterback matchup here tonight, Tua and Burrow meeting for the first time as pros. I know Tua coming into this one questionable. Can you hang with us for another segment?
You got more coffee?
I can, and I'll just say this. I'll tease it. He's playing. All right, when we come back, all right, we're fine.
You ruined the tease. What do you mean?
I was just kidding, by the way. I know you have nowhere to be this morning, so we'll come back more with Joe Rose here on WQAM.
Hold on, you guys. I'm going to be a little bit late. These guys want to do a little bit more. We're ready. Okay. All right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
All right, welcome back inside the Joe Rose Show. Hollywood, Zach, and Brian Monroe in for Joe, who is kind enough to join us here on the phone lines this morning. We'll bring Joe back in here as we continue our breakdown of Dolphins and Bengals here on Thursday Night Football. But, Joe, I want to jump off just one second here, what we were talking about during the break. And I don't know if you saw Aaron Judge hitting 61 last night, but we were talking about the guy that dropped the baseball. The guy sitting in the first row, it hits him in the glove, and he drops the baseball into the bullpen. And we're discussing, like, if you're that guy, what do you do? Do you jump down what looks like a three-story or so jump?
Go three lunging, stories? What
go
are you
lunging
looking at?
Into the bullpen? Like, do you go flying after the ball? Like, and the thing that sucked is they kept showing the guy. And, like, you could see he was basically on the verge of tears.
He should have been. He lost a lot of money last
Thank you.
Night.
Hollywood doesn't realize that, right?
No, but, like, I can't blame the guy. That's
a
tough catch.
You get that ticket, and everybody out in that area that had a ticket had in the back of their mind, and it discussed that the night before and on their way to the game, what if we catch that ball, right? Everybody's talking about it. It's not exactly like it's you're going to get a bat and a ball. That ball has got ridiculous value, hundreds of thousands of dollars of value. That, who knows? The Yankees may even buy from you the same night. I mean, you just – so anyway, now you drop that ball, and you got to talk about it. I know last night the first part is congratulations to Aaron Judge and what a great season, and breaking the record and all those things. But that guy bought that ticket.
Ugh.
And in the back of his mind, he wasn't, you know, I mean, it was Yankees and Toronto, but in the back of his mind, with everybody else out there, maybe tonight's the night he hits a home run and he hits it here and I catch it. Mm. And the last thing you're thinking is, if it does come to me, I'm going to drop it.
Right. But how about this, Joe? What about the next one? Now 62 is the moneymaker.
Oh, that's right. I jumped ahead one.
No, well, no, 61 is good.
This was 61
is going to be a couple hundred thousand or a million bucks.
61 is the one, okay.
62 is seven figures.
Yeah, this was a record-breaking ball, just not the the big one.
What's the value of that ball last night? What's it?
I think we were looking at, $500,000 or something like that.
Vlad's putting up two for $2 million.
$2 million? Yeah, the numbers are all over the place. Who knows? I have to go to auction, obviously, to see what someone's willing to pay.
All I know is, that guy didn't sleep. I mean, that guy, he's a star. I mean, everybody's trying to interview him. You know, what kind of financial shape are you on? Do you realize your life could have changed at a baseball game if you could hold on to a baseball? Oh,
you know
God.
How many things he already bought in his head going to the game? Like, oh, man, I'm going to pay off this. Right. I'm going to put a down payment at this apartment.
It's kind of like when, every time the lotto pops up, we say, man, if I win – I'm getting a new house here. I'm doing this. I'm getting a new ride. All those things. And, oh.
Yeah, but you never think you win the lottery, you're going to lose the ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
You're holding out the window and it flies out the window.
Yeah, but at least in that
sense. Damn it, I lost the ticket.
At least in that sense, nobody knows you won. Everybody in the world knows
that's
this guy
true.
Now.
That's true. Right. No, this thing. This thing's bad. I mean, it's
they
got to
give the guy something, right? Don't they give him Judge's jersey or something?
You give him a pat on the back. You loser. You drop the ball.
Catch the ball.
Why do you give him anything?
Thank you.
The Yankees.
These guys during the break were saying he should have lunged from his seats into the bullpen after the ball.
I'm jumping nose deep in that thing, man. I'm going straight over. Are you crazy?
But now imagine if it's 62 and that happens. I'm not only nosediving in there, but I'm tackling somebody at that point.
Break both your legs on the
ball. I don't care. Arrest me. You can arrest me. My bail's going to be $10,000. Take it out of my winnings.
Right.
Let's go.
They might have a picture of me crying because I broke my leg from falling all the way down there, but guess what?
I'm going to be crying of joy.
Right.
I'm rich!
I am rich now. Right. God. Jeez. So, Joe.
That's
I want to go to this. You kind of not broke the news, but you kind of spilled the beans a little bit. Tua going to play tonight, of course, after being questionable with a back and the ankle and possibly something else that, you know, may have happened in the game. But
so I don't know if they haven't told me he's going to play, but he's questionable.
Right.
This thing's rolling. And last week, there were a lot of guys in the same boat. They're all playing. It's funny when you're winning, man. When you're winning and the thing's going well, you want to play. And you're going to do everything you can to play. I really feel like there's a good chance he's going to play tonight.
Man, he got to just get that shot of Cure-It-All, man. That's all you got to do. Joe, you know what I'm talking about, man. Get that Cure-It-All. That adrenaline going. We ain't going to have to worry about anything.
He just sounds like he's got this thing rolling right now. He's off to one of the great stories. The NFL has been the way he's playing. He's going to do everything he can. Now, you know, it's ironic last night talking to Matt Moore. And remember what happened to him in the Steeler game.
That's right.
He got knocked silly, right?
That's right.
He came back in and played. And the league was pissed, right? They were.
I mean, Joe, he was knocked silly. Right.
So everybody was having a good laugh last night. Everybody was laughing and having a good laugh with that thing last night. But, hey, listen, man, he's a tough kid. Whatever it was, the fact that he said, I don't know what this is all about, man. I'm good to go and I want to play. And the other part, I know you guys are going to ask me, the Joe Burrow Tua Tagovailoa matchup is Joe Burrow, I was shocked, came out and said, yeah, when I was playing at LSU, I remember watching that game to see who was going to get me. And I was like, I was a little surprised. He's obviously, he could have said, I didn't know if I was going to be the first overall pick, but it was an interesting comment that he was aware of all that stuff that was going on.
Sure.
He was following it. Yeah. So now they'll play against each other. And don't think both guys aren't going to be a little motivated. Two of the top picks in that draft, along with the guy that will play later in the season, playing for the Chargers.
All right, Joe, thank you for the time here this morning. Of course, you can catch Joe and Jimmy on the call tonight right here on WQAM. Joe, enjoy the day in Cincinnati and have a great call tonight. Should be a heck of a game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game tonight and the excitement here in Cincinnati today. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
Maybe there's a mall you can walk around or something.
Right.
I'm going for a cold guy walk here in about 10 minutes.
Find a mall or maybe some pickleball courts or something.
Was that a cold guy or a cool guy?
No, it was cold or old.
Yeah, no, it's about 40 degrees outside is what I was saying.
Damn.
Ian Eagle was wondering if you brought your leather jacket.
Yeah, he asked us. Yeah, he asked us.
Just so you know, I won't wear that. I'm the kind of guy, people make fun of something that I won't wear. Mm. I'm dead serious. Even if I really like it, and it's always the same guy that ruins it. It's Kimbo Camper, always ruins it because he talks in front of everybody on the plane and the bus like, dude, do you have anything else? Oh, what? Oh, look at that thing. Oh, man, go ahead, tell us where you got it. Damn, bro, you wear that. Is that all you have? What are you doing with all that money? That's it.
It's a big waste of $10,000 worth of leather, man.
Why don't you just flip that thing?
I do flip it. They know both sides of it.
No. Oh my God.
Go back
they
to sleep.
They know both colors.
You real old. Flip it means why don't you sell it?
Not wear it inside out.
Oh, no. Like it's reversible.
No, man.
It's reversible? No. I didn't know that. No, it was reversible, Joe.
No, it's sweet. So when I got it in Italy, the guy goes, besides it was expensive, he goes, look at this, sir. One day you can have this color, and the next day, which do you prefer, whatever you go. And then, like, that one year was cold, like four games, and they just started out like, dude, you got anything else? We know that's the same jacket. You just flipped it, man.
Oh, my God.
Joe, go have some.
Camper ruins it. He got to call everybody out. And I'll give you another one. Salon is supposed to be on crutches. Bo Camper got on him for being soft so much. My man shows up limping without crutches.
With no crutches?
He didn't want to get all the crap. The Bo Camper, and then we all start in on him. But Bo starts it like, oh, look at this, man. MCL, this guy's been out like 2 months. God, just
kills. You know you guys are under orders to be nice to Solana, right?
Right, you have to be.
Yeah.
Not Bo, though.
So, I don't know. He takes it really well on these team buses and at the hotel and up in the booth. He takes a great around all he's a good sport. I don't know how he is around the radio station because obviously he doesn't have to take it. He can say, dude, enough. Like, I get enough of this stuff from Bo Camper. But...
It's a little more sensitive around the radio station. Yeah, a little more sensitive.
There's no sympathy. Yeah. No sympathy. And if people see something, man, you know how that goes. There's just people just got to call your ass out. It just sucks. Oh, so,
Joe, have a great call tonight, man.
All right, man. See you guys. Take care.
Joe Rose.
I'm going to flip it. I'll see you.
Wow.
I mean, it's a different color inside.
Let me tell you, that was breaking news. I did not know that.
I got to tell you, though, man, the reversible stuff was like the thing back in the day. Remember? You'd have those shorts.
Okay. In the 90s. Like the Nike shorts like the early 2000s.
Perfectly stuff, like fine. The jerseys. Yeah, oh, that's fine. Man. Not a $5,000 leather jacket.
Well, you know, it's
that you turn inside out and it's blue or black.
Like a two for one, man.
Nah.
Joe still got those Zubov pants back in the 80s.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. All right. We got to take a break here. We'll get some of your texts when we come back. We got a lot more to preview here with this Dolphins and Bengals matchup, which you can catch obviously right here on WQAM here this evening. Thursday Night Football. We'll continue our breakdown when we come back.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back inside the Joe Rose Show. We took a little bit of extra time there with Joe, Hollywood, Zach, and Brian in here today. Joe, of course, in Cincinnati. Zach, I was just going to ask you, I guess, since we only have about 2 or 3 minutes here in this this segment, so yes. kill a couple minutes here. I love tonight as a fantasy matchup, and I know you got the show here. You got Zach in the nose here.
Yep, we had it last night. That's right.
And I want to ask you, who do you like tonight? Because I have got. I mean, everyone's got to have. Guys going in
this
this game,
is a tasty
right?
matchup
this
for fantasy
is,
tonight.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is a sweet one. You got Mixon. You got all those, Jamar Chase, Higgins, Hill, Waddle. I mean, there's a lot of guys you could
five
you
startable wide
yeah.
receivers, two or three startable running backs, and both startable quarterbacks at this point. I never thought I would say that about Tua, to be honest with you, that he's up there. But the numbers he will be able to put up possibly makes him probably a starter in your league, especially if you're in a two-quarterback league. But, yeah, this is a nice matchup tonight. I do think that two of the wide receivers, one on each team, will both have pretty big games. I really think it could be Tyler Boyd, third wide receiver for Cincinnati, because, think about who he is going to be going against. We talk about Jamar Chase. More than likely, if X-Man plays and he's healthy, it's going to be X-Man on Jamar Chase the whole game. Higgins, I mean, he'll be another tough matchup for whoever they put out there. And whether it's Needham or Crossing, it doesn't matter. And then you think about it, we just named the basically fourth and fifth defensive back for the Dolphins who are going to have to cover Higgins. Who is going to cover Boyd at that point? Unless they kind of move Holland around and Rowe around, and then it'll be a tough matchup. But I do think that Boyd is the play tonight. Obviously, if you have Chase or Higgins on your team, you're starting them in fantasy. But Boyd could be a sneaky good play tonight. I also think Mixon's going to break off a little bit tonight. I don't know if he'll get in the end zone because that team obviously doesn't score running touchdowns. But Mixon could be a good play. And last night, the nose told me, how do you not start a guy like Chase Edmonds? And for not the yardage, but
seems
if somehow
like he's due, right? I
he stuck in the end zone twice last week. Yeah. He had two touchdowns last week. I know he only had 25 or 28 yards. But in fantasy football, you get in that end zone once or twice, it's worth the play at that point. I don't know if you'd start him at running back on your team. You'd probably start him in that flex spot. But could be a good flex play there. And you just got to think that Joe Burrow, more than likely, whether they win or not, probably going to throw for 275, 300 yards, maybe 3.25 at that point, maybe get a touchdown or two. So, yeah, it's a really good fantasy matchup if you have guys on either squad. You're probably going to start just about all those guys we just talked about on your team tonight anyway. But, yeah, I mean, listen, there's always fantasy implications. I just think the big question mark for all fantasy owners, and you said it before to Joe Mixon. This is a guy that last year, I think, ended the year as the number two or three overall running back in fantasy football, and he has a very, very slow start this year. So we'll see. Something's got to break tonight. I don't think it's going to be a 3-0 game. I think it's going to be a decently scoring game, so we'll see what happens.
We'll check out the line and all that as well in the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot to break down here with this ball game tonight. Brian, we got a couple of Canes texts as well. Miami, of course, the Hurricanes in a bye week.
We can't lose! Yes,
that's true.
That's true.
So that's
positivity.
That's good news. I got big news, by the way, for Saturday. It's like, you know, it's the bye week. I don't have a ton going on.
You got that big time game.
Anything ever going on really? But Saturday in Boca, South Florida and East Carolina are going to play, which they're billing as the game of the century.
There should be at least 50 or 60 people in that stadium.
Well, listen,
at least.
It's a juicy matchup. I don't know much about East Carolina. USF is coming off a 39-point loss to Louisville,
so you
hope they bounce back.
USF is your team. That is your university.
Is the squad.
I did go to school there, yes.
Can you name the starting quarterback and running back for me?
The quarterback's name is Bo Hannon.
Wow.
Something Bo Hannon.
Where did he transfer from?
Baylor.
Okay, good job. Where's the running? What's the running back's name?
Screw you, because you know, you know, all these games are on while you and I are sitting here doing our 4-hour pregame.
I didn't see the screw you coming that early, right?
I just seen if it was really his team, and we know he's a fraud, so it's not his team.
Listen,
all right.
It's a very convenient trip for me to go to Boca.
It is.
I'm gonna watch the Bulls. I have nothing going on Saturday.
Right.
Are you going solo dolo? Or are you bringing your?
No, I'm gonna go by myself and just sit in the stands by myself.
That's what it is.
With a Bulls hat and a flag and say, "Go Bulls!" All right.
So when they show the crowd and they see the one person there, it's gonna be Hollywood.
That's gonna be me.
Right.
All right. More to come, 8 o'clock hour, coming up next here on the Joe Rose Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.